Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Kingship Authority on Full Display. False teachers claim to be able to do exactly what Jesus did, and more, but their claims are bogus. Jesus had the power to heal instantly, and on occasion he healed everybody. Matthew 8:16. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. Even though Jesus healed on the Sabbath, the Jews were very conscientious not to move around too much on the Sabbath. So the thought here is that until evening, when the Sabbath was over, they stayed put. The Sabbath began on Friday evening at sunset, ended on Saturday evening at sunset. But as soon as the Sabbath was over, the people began to bring Jesus the many who were either demon-possessed or who were sick. Mark 1:33 says the whole city was gathered together at the door. In other words, they came from all quarters. It's thought that Capernaum had a population of about 1,500 people at this time. The authority of Jesus was on clear display. With a word, he cast out the spirits. His word carried authority over the demons. They had to submit. They had to leave. And it says that he healed all who were sick. Note that. Not merely some, but all were healed. Again, this shows the unqualified authority of Jesus. He had absolute power, absolute authority over the demons and over diseases. Christ's power over the demons shows his power is of God. Demons are real, and they invariably seek to harm people. Satan and his demons are all about harming people. They never act for the good of humanity. They're evil and malicious in nature and seek to inflict harm. John MacArthur says, all of the cases of demonization dealt with by Christ involve the actual indwelling of demons who utterly controlled the bodies of their victims, even to the point of speaking through them, causing derangement, violence, or rendering them mute. This is all about authority. Spiritually speaking, there are only two forces of spiritual power in the world. There is the power of God and there is the power of Satan. However, Satan is a counterfeiter. He is a deceiver. People often want to claim the power to heal and claim some miraculous activity in relationship to their ministry. But we must also ask, if there is supernatural activity, what is the source of it? Satan too has power and he uses it to deceive. 1 John 4:1. The New Testament teaches that it is characteristic of false teachers to claim to have special powers over the demon world and to throw themselves around in relationship to it, claiming to have special powers ministry. The Bible shows us that this is really an ego thing. In Jude 8 and 9, it says, likewise, these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, that's the lordship authority of Christ, and speak evil of dignitaries, that I think is angelic authority. Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said to him, the Lord rebuke you. The context here clearly has angels in view. The related example of verse 9 relates to Satan. Therefore, I take it that primarily in view is the reviling of evil angels referred to here as dignitaries. False teachers claim to really be big shots. They claim to have great spiritual power. They think they can bind Satan and demons at will, but they are speaking way out of their league. They don't have this authority or power. They are speaking irreverently, blasphemously, throwing themselves around in a spiritual realm that they know nothing about. 2 Peter 2:10 and 11 says, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Whereas angels, who are greater in power and might, do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. Even holy angels don't revile demons like this. Even Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil, did not bring a reviling accusation against him. But what did he do? He appealed to the Lord to put the devil in his place. He said, the Lord rebuke you. That is a humble, godly response. False teachers want to make it all about them and their great spiritual status. In reality, Jesus alone has the power to bind the strong forces of evil. In the words of Matthew 12:29, he has the power to bind the strong man, that is, the strong forces of evil. This is the unique work of the Messiah. He comes to set the captives free. Note what Jesus taught about many in Matthew 7:22, where he said, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?" They will claim to have cast out demons in Christ's name, and Satan may even cooperate with them in a deceptive way so as to make it look good. But in truth, Christ alone has the power over Satan and demons. True believers look to Christ alone. He is the power that sets us free from the power of sin and Satan. He alone is our deliverer. Lost people are bound by the devil. 1 John 5:19 says, "The whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one." So how do lost people get free from the bondage of Satan? Well, the Bible is clear that the gospel is the power of God for deliverance to everyone who believes, Romans 1:16. John 8:32 says, "The truth shall make you free." And in John 8:36, Jesus said, "If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." You have to be freed by the Son. This is why we share the gospel. We pray for people and we share the gospel, but only Jesus is the deliverer. Only he can set people free from the bondage of sin and Satan. No one can believe for anyone else. People have to do their own believing. We appeal to them and call on them to receive Christ as Savior and Lord, but they must personally do it. And as they do believe on Christ, he sets them free. Keep in mind what is being established. In doing these miracles, Christ was presenting his messianic credentials. He was showing that he indeed is the true messianic king who has authority to bring in the kingdom. And he did this by doing kingdom miracles, which are miracles of deliverance and healing. This is what the kingdom is all about. Now keep in mind that we are not in the kingdom yet, and neither were they when Christ was on the scene. He was merely presenting kingdom credentials, showing that he was the king. The great issue then is, would they, in repentance and faith, receive him? And alas, the nation's leaders, who spoke for the nation and who swayed the nation, did not. The miracles put on display by Christ and his apostles were merely samples, a foretaste of the kingdom power yet to be. Those miracles are not the norm in the church age, but rather properly belong to the kingdom age to come. See Hebrews 6:5. Note it carefully that we are not yet in the kingdom. As Jesus taught us, we are still praying, "Your kingdom come," Matthew 6:10. We as God's people are kingdom citizens, but we're not there yet. Just like we are already citizens of heaven, but are not there yet, so likewise with the kingdom. The kingdom is a future reality. The Messiah is the deliverer. The kingdom is a time of coming deliverance, and there are two main aspects of kingdom deliverance. God's people will be delivered from the power of Satan, as Satan will be bound for 1,000 years in the bottomless pit. Revelation 20:2-3. This depicts spiritual deliverance. But then there's also physical deliverance from the consequences of sin, as denoted in the reality of physical healing. See Isaiah 35:5-6. The kingdom will be a time of great spiritual and physical deliverance from the forces of evil and from the consequences of sin. And it will be the Messiah Jesus who brings it about. The ministry of Jesus put this on display to show that he indeed was the prophesied, promised Messiah deliverer. He was the king presenting the kingdom. What we have in the ministry of Jesus is a little preview of the coming kingdom deliverance. And it is glorious. What a difference between Jesus' ministry and the so-called faith healers of today. Jesus healed everyone. He healed completely, instantly, permanently, and undeniably. Christ truly gave a sample of kingdom power, while sham false teachers line their pockets and put on a show but don't really yield results anything like Christ did. They are clouds without rain. They are all about self, not really about the truth. And note that there is a clear distinction here between demon possession and physical illness. They are presented as two different things here in verse 16. Not all mental illness is a matter of demonic activity, but some is. The world does not recognize demonology and therefore seeks a medical solution to everything, even when the root issue may well be a spiritual demonic problem. As believers, we have been set free by Christ and cannot be possessed by demons. We are now the temple of the Holy Spirit, and 1 John 4:4 says, "He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." However, while we cannot be possessed, we can be oppressed. Ephesians 6:12 says, "We do wrestle with the forces of evil, and we need to look to God in all matters of spiritual warfare." Hebrews 4:15 and 16 invites us, in our weakness, to come boldly to God's throne of grace to receive help in time of need. We all have the need of Christ. And in Christ, we have all we need, but we do need to avail ourselves of it. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.